is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
To Italy, the headlines are promising and at the same time cautionary. Energy crisis sires new European order. A strong Italy, an ailing Germany. I welcome Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation to comment on two energy stories that are working at the same time with Italy. One is Gazprom, the Russian natural gas producer, is cutting off or delimiting or ending gas supplies to Italy. At the same time, there's a dispute between the present Prime Minister of Italy, Mario Draghi, and Germany about a German-imposed domestic price cap. At the same time, the European Union's Brussels energy ministers are to meet to talk about an EU price cap for gas from everywhere, not just from Russia. Lorenzo, these stories are very alarming only because all of Europe has to come to an agreement to work together. Italy, however, according to Reuters, is in a very strong position. Is that accurate? Is that your opinion? And is the cutoff of Gazprom a threat to you this winter? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listeners. Yes, I am of your opinion. I mean, Italy is playing a different role compared to the past. Although we are in a very transition phase because, you know, Mario Draghi is leaving the government as prime minister and very likely Giorgia Meloni will replace him. And the two together are working very well and they are very united in making clear their message, which was the message clearly stated by Mario Draghi a few months ago, that we need to, solve the nightmare of energy price for Europe, which is, of course, eating more those economies that are based on transformation. And Italy is one of the most important economy under this point of view, very important also to the German economy. So what Germany did was not well received by the most of the European countries. They were, through the Minister of Energy, trying to achieve the agreement on common measures that are to put a cap on the gas price, not only from Russia, but everywhere, and also to change a certain mechanism related to the stock exchange market that today is used to fix the energy price, which is the TTF based in Netherlands. So I do hope that tomorrow our Ministry of Energy will be capable to, put together the team of other European countries and try to convince Germany to have a common approach to this issue and not to go on their own strategy, because they can afford this strategy, having, of course, a much more positive situation in terms of debt. So they have the resources to put this huge amount of money. And of course, the big decision will be on the 6th and 7th October, when all the prime ministers of the European countries will meet together in Prague for the European Council. This will be a very important, point for Europe to demonstrate that we are together in a situation where we need to be together also vis-a-vis Russia.
The criticism of Germany from Mario Draghi and the Prime Minister, presumed Giorgia Meloni, comes on the eve of a meeting of EU energy ministers in Brussels. So the energy ministers are meeting in Brussels. The whole of the EU will meet in Prague. They are set to discuss these matters, as Lorenzo just said. But here's the twist. Italy, along with 14 other countries, has pushed for a price cap on all EU gas imports. Why does Germany not want that? Because Germany opposes it, fearful that it would endanger security of supply by incentivizing gas suppliers to seek a higher price elsewhere. In other words, Germany wants to use its cash, $200 billion of fresh debt, which it believes it can afford, to put a price cap on for German consumers only. It doesn't want to join in an EU price cap. This is what your Prime Minister Mario Draghi warns against, saying we need solidarity. Is Germany at this point going at odds with all of the EU or just Italy? What is your opinion? Does Germany take on France and Spain and all the EU members. This is strikingly weak on Germany's part.
No, according to what I can read on every website reporting the position of the various countries, also taking into account what our Minister of Energy, Mr. Cingolani, said yesterday during a long interview at the TV channel, the national TV channel, the position of Italy is well supported by France, Spain, Portugal, and other European countries. I think Germany is, to a certain extent, a bit isolated, not so much because Netherlands, in my opinion, interested to maintain the control of the stock exchange market for the gas supply, the TTF, this special exchange market, and maybe other countries. Maybe what is happening in the Baltic Sea may change the situation. You know, the what happened to the pipeline, the Nord Stream, in my opinion, is another clear sign that without being united, we cannot do a long road. So the situation is critical, and I do hope that Mario Draghi will do the latest point next 6th of October. Right. He's a very charismatic man, so I think more charismatic than all the others sitting around the table.
There is a photograph in Reuters of the television tower in Berlin, and also a photograph of the Berlin Cathedral, both with reduced lighting to save energy right now. Are you seeing reduced energy, reduced lighting in Milano and other Italian cities right now?
For the time being, not yet. The lighting is still on. Maybe we have too much light. I have to tell you very frankly, if you see the satellite picture of Italy, it's the most shining country in the European continent at night. But this is for security measure. But the government already issued a sort of guideline for the winter time to reduce the lighting, which is mainly a decision by the municipalities. So it's a local decision, but another guideline regarding how long the heating will stay on during the day and the maximum temperature allowed in the public place and the guideline for private home. So there will be a winter time that may be a bit colder than before.
I mention also that the president of the ENI, your major energy company, Claudio De Scalzi, is talking about alternative fuels, research, and carbon cutting. So the green transformation goes on, even though we're short of energy for winter. And that's very popular in Italy. Is that correct? We have less than a minute.
Yes, it's correct. Of course, there is a big effort, taking also into account the money that we have got from the European Union, the famous PNRR, to increase our, let's say, energy supply from solar and from wind. What is happening in Italy is that the procedure to set up new facilities takes too long. So another important point is to reduce the bureaucratic time.
Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation in Italy, looking to the meeting of the energy ministers and the prime ministers of the European Union about energy at winter. I'm John Batchelor.